And it's time for Words from the Past, where we take a look at figures from history, maybe distant history, maybe more recent history, and find out if what they said back then still applies today. Today's quote comes from Alexander Hamilton, founding father, first secretary of the Treasury, and maybe less excitingly, the founder of the New York Post. But Alexander Hamilton said, "Men often oppose a thing merely because they have had no agency in planning it, or because it may have been planned by those whom they dislike."
Yeah. So in other words, you might not like a plan someone puts together because you don't like the person
or you're not familiar with it. Or that you're not familiar with the plan. They'll say, here's the plan. Take it.
I've seen this plenty of times in the financial world where we'll sit down and analyze someone's portfolio and it's not in the right places because of scientific and mathematical fact, not because of any preconceived notions on different financial products or strategies.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen the other way where we put a plan together for someone and then they want to run it by their CPA. By the way, CPAs are great at tax returns. Many times they are not forward-looking CPAs. They're rear-looking, like they're looking in the rearview mirror to help you do tax returns based on what already happened. Well, I like futurists when we're talking about plans. So a lot of CPAs won't be familiar with a financial strategy. So therefore, they'll say they don't like it because they don't want to, number one, they don't want the client to know they don't know. So rather than saying that they don't know what that is and maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, they'll just say, I don't like that. And they won't give any more reasons, right? So you always want to know why somebody doesn't like something, how they don't like it, and what they would recommend instead. You have to be very careful in the financial world because there's a lot of preconceived notions out there. And there's also a lot of people that benefit from pushing you one way or the other. So that's why it's very important you deal with a true fiduciary, someone who puts your needs ahead of theirs, puts a proper plan together, backs it up in writing, and uses all the different strategies that are out there, not just the ones they are familiar with, which could really leave you behind the eight ball if you're not taking advantage of everything that's out there and all the different planning strategies that are out there today. Just as simple as looking at red money, green money, and yellow money and making sure you have the proper allocation of those. As you get older, reducing red, increasing green. And if you don't know what that means, you need to meet with a financial coach to have them explain red money, green money, and yellow money to you. Very important, Kit.
Absolutely. Now, when we're talking about working with a CPA versus a financial coach, is it possible to have the coach themselves work with the CPA and sit down and put together a cohesive plan?
Absolutely. I think the CPA and the financial professional should always talk to each other. Investment professional, financial professional, retirement planning professional, and CPA should be on the same page. And also your estate planning attorney. So you need to make sure that your planner, your financial planner is talking to your estate planner, the attorney, and also your tax planner, the CPA. And when they're on the same team, it's sort of like having that orchestra that it's finely tuned. And when the conductor picks up, when the maestro picks up his baton, that it all works perfectly together, finely tuned, and they get along great. Whereas if they don't know each other or don't like each other, that's going to be a jalopy of a plan going down the road. So you have to, or a boat. Big picture, a boat but maybe you take the navigation unit to one place and have the repair guy look at just one thing and then have another guy help with the engine and maybe they don't know what they're doing and all of a sudden you're broken down somewhere and you don't know where you are. So you have to be very careful when we're talking about the financial world because there's a lot of misinformation out there and a lot of it is caused because the planning professionals are not talking to each other. So they need to communicate, they need to be on the same language and if not, you need a financial translation. So you understand what they're saying. I wrote a book, Have You Been Talking to Financial Aliens, years ago, and it was your practical guide to translating the complex financial universe to protect your portfolio from being zapped by shrink rays, Kit. And it was all about that idea. Communication is the most important thing in the financial world, Thomas, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. And I think something that's very important about this quote and what you're saying as well is the ego of financial advisors, that the financial advisor, like you've been saying, they have a fiduciary duty. They need to be watching after their client. And so the client needs to understand if they have even a little bit of a feeling that ego is getting in the way of a proper retirement plan, they need to reassess, find someone who's looking out for them.
Yep, I agree.
So making sure that you have a team who is working with you and with your best interests at heart. We have a team of financial coaches across the country who are ready to sit down with you, go over where you stand now, but more importantly, where you want to be moving forward towards that successful retirement down the road. The number to call to be put in contact with your local financial coach is 800-604-1099. online. Just leave your name, your email, and where you are in the country, and we'll put you in contact with a financial coach right there in your area. Again, that number is 800-604-1099. We're looking out for you every single week right here on the Financial Safari.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week's tip is knowing your strategy. And what that means is when you're a landlord or a rental property owner, you need to know whether or not you're going for cash flow or appreciation. And here's why. Cash flow properties are typically in blue collar neighborhoods. This means that you're not in a gated community, you're in a working class neighborhood where house prices are cheaper, rent as a portion of purchase price is higher, but you're not going to gain appreciation on these properties. In contrast, those properties in which you are looking for appreciation, you will get in higher class neighborhoods, perhaps gated communities, but as a percentage of that value of the house, you're getting less rent. So you really need to know which of these strategies you're going after. There are pros and cons to each, but remember, cash flow is different than appreciation. You need to choose one. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.